pussy free. Who decided? Mistress? Life? Or you? Hello, horny readers. No matter how long I've been a phone sex femdom, I never stop learning about new corners of the kink world. Believe it or not, a lot of inspiration and information has come my way by my presence on Tumblr. I may have mentioned that Tumblr is one of the places that taught me about gooning. This is where I started to see the term pussy-free and related content. Needless to say, I found it intriguing. As with many femdom kinks, pussy-free seems to have a few different angles. The way I've categorized what I've seen so far is according to who decided a boy should be so. In general, the pussy-free designation can be bestowed either by a mistress, by nature, or by the pussy-free designee themselves. Let's define pussy-free for the record. As I've seen it, a pussy-free submissive doesn't fuck vaginas, doesn't get to lick them, doesn't even get to look at them, or a combination of two or more of these. Did mistress make you pussy-free? If you're submitting to a femdom and she has decided for one reason or another to include what you can look at and experience sexually in those aspects of your life that she controls, she may have decided that you should be pussy-free. Whether it's because you have a small penis and she wants to bring home to you the fact that you could never satisfy one through fucking, or because she's a believer in female supremacy, she wants you to know that even looking at a naked vagina is a privilege. And of course, if she's put you in chastity, no matter the size of what's in the cage, you're pretty much pussy-free by default. Did circumstances make you pussy-free? Meaning life itself? This can be the case for those of you with micropenis or some other shortcoming which has kept you persona non grata in the eyes of women for most of your adult life. You may want to slide inside of a hot, wet vagina, but the sexual universe has somehow decided that this simply isn't going to happen for you. Hope springs eternal for those of you in this condition, and you will always try to find an angle that allows you what you covet. But if past is prelude, pussy-free is simply likely to be your lot in life. Did you decide to be pussy-free? Maybe you're a free-range submissive, without a dom, but who knows and feels that women are so far above you that you aren't worthy of intercourse. You feel the most comfortable, eyes downcast, trembling at our feet. Some of you have declared yourselves pussy-free around the same time that you decided you were a sissy. I know there are sissy dykes who still crave the vajayjay, but I've frequently seen it mentioned among sissies online that, along with their budding curves, smoother skin, and slinky wardrobe, came a discomfort with all things vaginal, as if part and parcel of their sissyhood is to be the one being penetrated, not doing the penetrating. Unless, of course, you count the desire to think of her own hidey hole for cock or strap-ons as a vagina, right between the cheeks of her ass. Are you pussy-free? Have you used this phrase to describe yourself? I know at least one of you. I'm looking at you, princess, who uses the phrase quite frequently. Share your stories in the comments, and if you're in one category but think you belong in another, I'm always here to encourage you in session. Ta-ta!